The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I have no clue what it is for you people. I just know it is the Dorf on Sports weekend edition for me, Andy Dorf. And it is early in the morning hours for me here in Phoenix, Arizona, where I come to you live each and every Sunday from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Get at me. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that is. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Many things on my brain this morning, to be quite honest with you people. From the NHL to the NBA to the NFL, which is now gone, and now we have Major League Baseball that is on the horizon. Pitchers and catchers reporting, so we know it's not too far away. But there's also something that's heavily on my mind about the NBA. And what that is that no NBA team can hold a lead these days. And the reason why is because none of these guys play defense anymore. So at the end of the day, when you watch the regular seasons of any game or of any sport and you see what happens, well, I'll tell you what. You know what? The regular season is much different than the whole playoff season when it comes down to it, because you saw it in the NFL. The regular season, they're scoring points. In the postseason, they're not scoring points. In the NBA, I'm telling you what, it's going to be the same way, people. They're scoring all kinds of points, and then they're going to stop scoring points. But I got to take a break. I know that, so I hear the music. I'll do that on the other side. John Poulter, my professor of sports, is going to join me. Keep it close, everybody. Andy Dorf, just getting loose, just getting warmed up. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Valentine's Day is brutal on us guys. The pressure to buy the perfect gift is intense, right? Flowers are always the right call, but here's where it gets dicey. If you show up with produce department flowers that smell like green onions, you're toast. Same with sending stale flowers plus an upsell balloon from some flower giant website. The Books is the ticket. That's short for bouquets, and these flowers are booking awesome. Look, there's a huge difference between flowers from the Books and the others. And trust me, she knows it. Books delivers spectacular flowers cut fresh from the finest farms in the world. They even have farms on the side of a volcano that produce the most amazing flowers ever. Books are picked fresh and shipped direct, so they stay fresher longer. And Books cuts out the middleman, so you save big time. Be a hero this Valentine's Day with flowers from the Books. Go to Books.com. That's Bouqs.com and enter the code Ron for 20% off. Yeah, 20% off when you enter Ron at Bouqs.com.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
OT for both the Flyers and the Blue Jackets. 3-on-3 overtime is underway. Atkinson has it. And fights through the check. Seth Jones walks in, scores! Jackets win it overtime, and Atkinson keeps the streak alive. How about that?
Got it to the back, England. Across now to Theodore. But off the stick of Smith-Pelly. Couldn't get it by Theodore. Theodore moving on with it now. Through one right, but score! No!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf, weekend edition of the Dorf on Sports program. You can always listen to us live each and every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Always have the best guests. Always try to get you the most information. Love hearing from you at 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. At this time, obviously, I'm going to switch some gears. Actually, I'm not going to switch gears. We're just going to get warmed up. We're going to get loosened up in general. I'm going to talk some NHL hockey with none other than my professor of sports, John Poulter, who comes to me all the way from Canada. John, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain. If I were to say to you, I'm cold, when it's 35 to like 65 degrees, you're probably going to laugh at me as well as the rest of the country. So truth be told, I can't complain, man. I got a smile on my face. I'm talking sports with you and doing what we love to do each and every Sunday, man. It doesn't get much better than that. But with that being said, I got to ask you a question because it seems to be a theme, at least to me, across the board as far as sports go up until the playoff time. And that is that scoring is up in every league, whether it's the NHL, whether it's basketball, the NBA, the Major League Baseball, whatever it is. Scoring seems to be up during the regular season. But when postseason play comes into effect, it seems like things kind of bear down and they get into playing a little bit heavier defense. Have you noticed the same thing in the regular season for the NHL as I am basically all across the board, whether it's the NFL, NBA, NHL, or any other team or any other sport as far as professional goes, that the regular season offense is unbelievable, and then the postseason, things kind of get a little tougher?
Yeah, I think it's been certainly in hockey, Andy, it's kind of been a staple for all of the years that I've followed hockey, which is, 50-some years. Wayne Gretzky, who knew a little bit about the game of hockey, used to say that there were four seasons in a hockey season. There was preseason, there was the regular season, there was the playoffs, and then there was the Stanley Cup final. And I think his thought process there was that the type of game that's played in each of those four in seasons was quite different. And I don't think any sport is really any different. And you alluded earlier to the situation with the NFL where we saw teams like Kansas City and New England and other good quality teams putting up points all over the place. New Orleans, another example. Then all of a sudden we get to the postseason and we're looking at games that are 13-10, 10-3, 13-3. I guess the Indianapolis-Kansas City game was probably a bit of an exception there. There were a ton of points scored in that game. But I think as we progress in any sports season, teams keep in mind the fact that during the regular season, there's always tomorrow. You blow a 3-goal lead tonight, you got a chance to come back tomorrow and win by four. in the postseason or the playoffs, you don't have that opportunity. A game lost is a game lost, and it's potentially one more game gone from your season. So I think teams tend to be a little bit more cautious once they get to the postseason, which is where, although they don't get paid for the postseason the way they get paid in the regular season, they get paid from the standpoint that they get what they're looking for, and that's championships, which generally leads to more money in their next contract. So I think it's a totally different game in the postseason of any sport, and I don't think North American sports are unique when we make that comment.
No, I agree 100%. I think it's really interesting that you see such a contrasting style from regular season to playoffs or postseason, however you want to put it, in any particular sport. And I just find it interesting that, you know, we watch and we criticize and we say there's no defense being played. There's no defense being played. But when it really comes down to it, push comes to shove, and you get into those important games, defense will be played. And it's the same thing in hockey. It's the same thing in the NFL. It's the same thing in the NBA. I think these teams just are trying to get through the regular season, John, and they're trying to jockey themselves for that position to get into the postseason. And with that being said, and this kind of goes along with our theme, the Tampa Bay Lightning are literally ripping up the league right now, but their differential, they're plus 58. So that speaks volumes to what we're talking about right now. Same with the New York Islanders. They're plus 26. You know, the top teams, Winnipeg Jets, plus 32. The Calgary Flames, plus 41. Those teams are scoring a ton of goals each night in and night out. It pretty much doesn't matter for those top teams. They're able to score in abundance just about every single night, John, and it's amazing. And the clip that the Lightning are doing this at, I mean, can they continue to do this? I guess is really the question, because each and every week we say sooner or later they're going to come down to earth. They're not coming down to earth, are they?
Well, I think, you know, the conversation we've had in the past about Tampa Bay is that the true proof for them will be how they perform in the postseason. And, you know, we've kind of talked about the fact that for the most part of this season, as you say, they've kind of been a track meet. You know, 212 goals in 55 games. I mean, that's an incredible pace when you sit and think about it. And can they keep it up through the regular season? Yes, I think they can. Although they've got such a big lead that they might be tempted to rest some of their better players over the next couple of months to get them geared up for the playoff run, but that might slow it down a little bit. But once the playoffs start, as we've said, it's a whole different game, and that has sort of been Tampa's Achilles heel the last 4 or 5 years. Played really well in the regular season, but their style has not translated to success in the playoffs. So I think that's going to be their true test this year. They have to find a way to tighten up defensively, whether that's the existing players playing a more tightened defensive system, whether they have to go out and get another defensive defenseman, whether they need to go out and get another defensive forward to shut the other team down. Who knows? They're pretty tight to the cap. They don't really have a lot of space to move. They're almost at the situation now where if they bring another contract in, they're going to have to ship a contract out. So I'm not so sure that they're going to make too many moves. They might make a couple of depth moves, you know, the 21st, 22nd, 23rd guy on the roster. I don't see them doing anything major, but to your point, they have to continue. And it's been a long time since we saw a team that scored a ton of goals win the Stanley Cup. We're probably going back to the early 1980s when the Gretzky, Messier, Anderson, Coffey, Edmonton Oilers just basically didn't care. If you scored six, they'd score seven or more. So We saw that happen in the 80s. I don't think we're going to see that happen in the 2000s. I just think the game has changed so much. It's a much different game now than it was 30 or 40 years ago. But if I was a Tampa Bay fan or part of the Tampa Bay ownership or management, that would be my main concern. How do we change this to the playoff style of hockey? You know, it's the old story, you don't fix what isn't broken. But at the end of the day, history tells us that the style they're playing isn't likely to win them the Stanley Cup if they keep playing that style.
Very interesting stuff from John Poulter, my professor of sports, who joins me each and every week on the program talking NHL hockey right now. Hey, let me ask you this, because obviously deadline deals are coming. The big question for all 31 teams, what do you do with the do the Sabres explore Jeff Skinner? Do they go after him in a trade? Can the Flames add backup? What about some other things that are out there? But there's a big question out there for 31 teams in the NHL right now, John.
Oh, there's a huge question. And, of course, when you're playing in a salary cap league, you're not just trading talent and players and personalities and chemistry. You're trading dollars on the contract. And that becomes even more so when you have a team, and I'll pick Columbus as an example, because they might be the ultimate bubble team. Right now they're in a playoff position, but two of their better players, Bobrovsky and Panarin, are unrestricted free agents at the end of the year, and both have strongly indicated that they have very little interest in re-signing with the Blue Jackets. What do you do? Do you keep those guys and take one last kick at the Stanley Cup and hope that you can re-sign them in the summer, but be realistic and know that you probably can't and you'll see two major assets walk away for nothing? Or do you go out and trade those guys now and get something back for them, maybe not 100 cents on the dollar? You're strengthening another team or teams by doing that, and you're weakening your own. How do you explain that to your fan base? So it's a very tricky decision for general managers, and it's not just Columbus that's in that particular spot. There's several teams. I mean, Vancouver's another one. They're right on the bubble of trying to make the wild card. They're ahead in their rebuilding plans, but, you know, how much do you rush it?
All right, John Poulter with so much information, man. Unbelievable stuff, talking NHL hockey. We're going to continue on the other side, so keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
Josi looking for Forsberg. Forsberg got it back to Josi in tight quarters. Now the attack comes on the other side. Smith the wrist. There he scores! There was traffic in front. Johansson was there. And the Predators take a two-goal lead.
Centering pass just out of reach for Ovechkin. Niskanen towards the front of the goal. Kuznetsov looking. Ovechkin drives it. And it's diving Hellebuck. Rebound. Score! Alex Ovechkin still going strong. Overpowering at 600.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Now Eichel and Sherry try to work a two-on-one. Eichel takes the shot, scores! The Eichel Tower in overtime! And the Buffalo Sabres, with a six-pack of wins, come home to Buffalo with yet another comeback victory.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Continuing with my professor of sports, John Poulter, who comes to me all the way from Canada. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Can always get at us, people, and talk to us about what's going on in your mind, in your brain, or whatever happened in the week and the weekend. Whatever's on your mind is always on our mind at 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. John, throw out your Twitter handle for the people as well.
At 1-2, John Poulter.
There you go. So check us out, people. Get at us again. 1-800-878-7529. That's how you can get in touch with us on the phone. But again, Twitter, get at us. Follow us there, too. Hey, John, let me ask you, kind of in final and in closing, and I kind of want to transition us to getting into baseball. But with that being said, you know, you go from one long, you know, season from the NHL to a different long season for Major League Baseball. Which one do you have more fun covering? Just out of curiosity, I don't think I've ever asked you that before.
That's a tough question. I guess being a Canadian, you sort of get used to the hockey factor. I mean, and I live in a city that is hockey dominant, and we know that the Toronto Maple Leafs could go 2-80 and they'd still fill the stadium. If the Blue Jays played at the same pace, they'd be giving tickets away. Other cities are just the opposite. In St. Louis, the Cardinals could go 2-160 and people would still go to Busch Stadium, but the Blues would be leaving town if they had a record like that. So I live in a hockey town, I live in a hockey country, which makes it a little easier to focus on the hockey, but I enjoy covering baseball just as much because not only do we have the home team, but you also have the thrill in baseball of it's something you can follow every day for 6 months. Every day you can pick up the newspaper or you can look at the internet and you can see how the teams are doing. You can see what players have had good nights. You can follow the pennant races. I think in a lot of respects, baseball is easier to cover because you tend to be in a more relaxed atmosphere because it's the summertime, it's a slower-paced game, you're following it every day, whereas hockey, you're only kind of looking at it two or three games a week. So it's a tough question to answer. I guess I could sit on the fence and say I enjoy covering both equally. When both sports are going, it gets a little tough because you're thankful then that they're both not everyday sports. But when one of those two teams or one of those two sports is in the postseason, that's when it gets a little hectic because you're trying to follow an awful lot of things. But both fun to cover. I've got no complaints whatsoever.
That's good stuff. That's the voice of John Poulter, my professor of sports, who hangs out with me each and every week, somewhere around this time, to be quite honest with you, and going to do a little bit of overtime with me since no Mike Wilson. John's going to hang with me for the whole hour, so get a little bit more in-depth in the NHL and a little bit more in-depth with Major League Baseball talk, so I'm not complaining about it. Again, get at us, 1-800-878-7529 if you want to join in the conversation or you want to talk about anything. We'll take your call no matter what. Doesn't matter. But, John, you know, I do want to kind of transition into baseball. And, you know, I kind of want to make this correlation because we're talking about deadline deals for the NHL and obviously big decisions there. But Manny Machado and Bryce Harper not being signed as of yet in Major League Baseball, is that a problem with the way things are going for Major League Baseball, or is that an issue with these two guys in particular? I mean, let's face it, Manny Machado is somewhat of a tough guy to deal with, and Bryce Harper is an absolute free spirit, and I would think that there's many reasons why these guys have not found a home yet, and I think it goes much deeper than just simply X's and O's. I think there's a lot of baggage that you bring along with these two guys as well.
I'm not sure it's just those two guys, Andy, quite frankly. I think we're in an era now where any good athlete or any superstar athlete in any sport is going to command big dollars for a big term, and usually with no trade, no movement clauses. So if you're going to sign a guy of that caliber for that length of time and that amount of dollars, you have got to be very, very certain that he's not only part of your present, but he's part of your short-term future. You very rarely see these guys sign for 1 year or two. I go back 30 years or so. A classic example would be Dave Winfield. Dave Winfield was a superstar, eventual Hall of Famer. Blue Jays signed him to fill a specific need on a specific contract of 1 year, knowing that he was probably going to be gone at the end of the 92 season. He did his job. He got them to the World Series. He instilled that winning tradition with the team. You don't see that anymore because generally these guys are looking for long-term commitments. They've got their own entourages. They're more interested in themselves than they are in the sport. So we're dealing with a much different type of athlete, and I think business, baseball now is very much more a business than it was 30 or 40 years ago. So teams are extremely careful with how they spend their money. And there's a tremendous amount of due diligence needs to be done. There's a tremendous amount of due diligence needs to be done in terms of looking at contracts, contract insurance, how you basically tie up a percentage of your payroll for the next 5 years, 10 years. I read this morning that the San Francisco Giants have been in talks with Bryce Harper, and apparently I went to Vegas to meet with them earlier this week and had a four-hour meeting. So nothing has been signed yet. So you have to think that they had a four-hour meeting, but if there was any interest and if there's a four-hour meeting, you got to think that both sides are somewhat interested. Clearly there's some due diligence being done, and I'm not suggesting that he's about ready to sign with the Giants. I have no input at all into that, and I have no information from anybody that it is about to happen, but I'm just using that as an example that Here's a team, you know, a week before spring training starts, spends 4 hours with a guy, and they're still working on it. So I think it's a whole different ball game, and if you looked at the list of available free agents, you could make up a pretty good major league roster from those players.
No, I agree 100%. That's the voice of John Poulter, my professor of sports, hanging out with me as he does each and every Sunday between the hours of 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Hey, you know, John, let me ask you this, because you brought up an interesting point, and you're talking about contracts and how they like to have long-term contracts in Major League Baseball. Well, that's not the case in the NBA and, you know, other places. They try to sign those 1 or 2 year deals so that they have all kinds of opportunities and options, right? So that they don't have to be anywhere long-term. Can you ever see a scenario where that changes in Major League Baseball, where they do have shorter 1 year, 2 year contracts? Big, obviously they're big, but and I'm talking, you know, $20-30 million deals, especially for pitchers. But the truth is maybe that's a better way to go about things, because guys' arms get ruined after 2 or 3 years. So why do we see such long-term contracts and not short-term contracts in Major League Baseball?
Well, I don't think you're going to see it change in Major League Baseball until a couple of things happen. Number one, the players' union has to get weaker, because we all know that the Major League Baseball Players Union is the strongest union of any sport, and
yes,
those are the guys that are driving the bus. And the second issue is that baseball is different than the other three major sports in that there's no salary cap. There's guidelines as to how much teams can spend, and they can pay a luxury tax if they go over a certain payroll. But if somebody wants to go out and spend $500 million on their payroll and can afford to do it, no one's going to stop them. So I think that's what's encouraging these long-term commitments. And every team signs a guy thinking that he's going to be the present and the future. He's going to be a marketing piece for the team. He's going to sell more shirts. He's going to sell more tickets. He's going to sell more TV time. He's perhaps going to get them a big cable contract. they're always looking to get more value out of the player than what he produces on the field. And I think that that's what makes it tremendously different than the other sports. Hockey is an example. When a guy is a free agent, he can sign a 7-year contract with any team, but he can sign an 8-year contract with the team that last held his rights. So you don't see anything in hockey more than an 8-year contract, and if a guy switches teams, you're generally looking at something in the 6 to 7 year range. Shorter career, perhaps, in hockey than in baseball. The NFL would be the exact opposite. The NFL, I believe, the average career is, what, 4, 4.5 years, something like
that. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. No, you're right. I mean, it's interesting. I think baseball, they could do it the way I'm talking about. If they wanted to, you could put together some real short contracts, and like you're saying, because they can spend endless amounts of money because they don't really care if they can get championships. So I think there's a couple different ways that you could do it in Major League Baseball. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We're going to continue the conversation on the other side with my professor of sports, John Poulter. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend, the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
Another deep drive to right. Grossman looking up. Get up, ball down! Have a night, Kendrys. A two-homer night, and the Blue Jays have the lead.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you need anything from a simple home repair to a major remodel, you need to know about Home Advisor. It's a totally free service that instantly connects you with top local service pros.
Home Advisor is a very easy way to find a home contractor, and for me, it's the only way.
You can use Home Advisor for everything. Your house cleaning, your painting.
Electricians, plumbers, handymen. We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
Just select the type of work you need done, and Home Advisor's ProFinder technology instantly finds top pros in your area. You can read customer reviews of the pros, even use their cost guide to find out what hundreds of other repair and improvement projects cost in your area.
I think everybody should use Home Advisor. In fact, I tell everybody to use Home Advisor.
Home Advisor is a total solution to any type of work you would ever want to do around your house.
And best of all, it's completely free. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Rizzo high in the air, deep to right. Back on it is Meadows. Gone!
And the Pirates are going to argue that the Cub fan reached over to make that play. Meadows certainly pressing his case, and Anthony Rizzo continues to crush the baseball here at PNC Park. Well, you know, the first look at it, I thought he reached over. This time, I'm thinking home run.
Yeah.
I'm thinking home run.
He's just standing there and puts his glove up.
How long will it be before MLB puts cameras up, you know, in the outfield, that shooting, you know, down?
It's a home run.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Hanging out with John Poulter, my professor of sports. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for me. Check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. John, hit him up with your handle again, once again, on Twitter.
At 12 John Poulter.
Hey, let me ask you this, John, before we get into too much here with, obviously, Major League Baseball. But no DH or draft changes likely in 2019. Are you surprised or shocked by that? I'll be honest. I don't necessarily want to see the DH in the NL. So I'm okay with it, to be quite honest with you, John.
I'm okay with it, too. I enjoy the conversation with the pros and the cons of the DH or not the DH. I think it's two different games. It makes it a lot of fun to watch, and it continues that tradition of the leagues being separate. I mean, we have a lot of continuity now and a lot of commonality in terms of the leagues than we did 40 or 50 years ago. You know, we have one umpiring staff, we have one commissioner's office rather than two league offices. It's very much a, and we have interleague play, of course, it's very much a different game than it was 30 or 40 years ago. But I still like the National League style of baseball. I think it brings a lot of strategy into the game and makes the decisions for the managers a lot different. I don't have a problem with it. Quite frankly, I would not be. I prefer to see it go the other way. I'd like to see American League pitchers starting to hit. I just think that's a big part of the game.
It is a big part of the game, but with that being said, as you know and I know and everybody else knows, at a certain point, these guys stop practicing or working on their hitting skills, and they just get out there and they throw. So it's almost I agree with you. I really do. But I can understand the other side of it where players don't want to do it, especially pitchers, because they spend so much time throwing and not working on hitting. But with that being said, I always found it interesting that pitchers and in a lot of cases some catchers weren't better hitters than they are, because they're the guys that are always seeing the ball. You know, they're basically playing catch out there all the time, and then everybody else is just, you know, going after their balls when people hit them. But I always found it interesting that pitchers and catchers weren't much better hitters in general, John.
Yeah, that's always puzzled me too. And you know, you think back to the fact that anybody that plays in the major leagues was a superstar when he was in high school and probably a superstar when he was in college. And that speaks more for the pitchers than it does for anything else. I mean, we see a lot of guys that are major league hitters that were pitchers in college and pitchers in high school. And when they were in high school and in college, the days they weren't pitching, they were playing other positions. They were playing first base, they were playing center field, they were playing shortstop. They wanted to keep the bat in the lineup. So clearly at some point in their lifetimes, these guys were good hitters, better hitters than the average hitter. So where did they lose it? Simply by the fact that all of a sudden, once they turn professional, none of the minor leagues allow a pitcher to hit and the designated hitter comes in. It's very odd how it sort of drops off overnight, because these kids, these players, when they were kids, they had to be good hitters because they were playing every day, especially on the days when they weren't pitching. So, and to your point, you know, they're seeing the ball all the time, and catchers know every pitcher's weakness. It's puzzling why they're not better hitters, but that seems to be the way that the game has gone, and maybe the owners like it that way because they're paying all those millions of dollars. They don't want their pitcher pulling a muscle, swinging at a fastball that he has no chance of hitting. There's pros and cons to both sides of the arguments. I'd kind of like to see the game the same in some respects, but as I said before, I do like the fact that we have something to talk about. That, you know, do we like the DH or do we not like the DH?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Hey, and speaking of things to talk about, last year we had, you know, a few teams reach that 100 win total. Is that something that we should be getting used to, or was that somewhat of a fluke with what we saw last season, John?
Well, my first thought was that it was a bit of a fluke. But when I sit down and look at the way that the game is transitioning, and the way that the superstars all, quote, want to win now, unquote, you have to think that teams are going to try, if they can afford to do it, teams are going to try and load up on good players for a good 3 or 4 or 5 year run, which means that you're going to have 3 or 4 teams in the league that are going to be dominant over the rest of the league. And I don't have the numbers handy, but it seems to me that when I looked at it last year, there was as many teams at the 100 win level as there were teams potentially going to lose 100 games. So you do the math on that, and all of a sudden you've got a whole bunch of very good teams, you've got a whole bunch of very weak teams, and then you've got a chunk of mediocrity that's right in the middle. So I like to think that as for every year that you have 500 win teams, you're probably going to have 500 lost teams. I guess Baltimore would probably be the classic example last year. I mean, it was pretty obvious at the end of April that they were on a pace to lose 100 games. I think they ended up losing 117 or 118, something along those lines. I think it's going to happen. I think you're going to, and especially with the money that teams like the Cubs and the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Red Sox are throwing around at some of these players, you're going to see teams that are very dominant, and as much as you're going to see dominant teams, you're going to see weak teams. So I think it's likely to happen. Are we going to see 5 again? I think we saw 4 or 5 last year, and I know we saw 7 or 8 teams that were well over 90 wins. I think that was a bit of an anomaly. But I do think we're in an era where we're going to see 1 or 200 win teams every year, simply because the way that the rich boys are collecting the pieces.
Well, it was all those American League teams last year, wasn't it? The Astros, I believe they were up there.
Yankees, Red Sox. Yeah, I mean, they were all playing good ball.
And then the Brewers, if I'm not mistaken, were the team that had the most victories in the National League. And what did they have, 96 wins or something like that?
That rings a bell.
Okay, so with that being said, out of all those teams that were in the postseason last year, who do you like to get back to the postseason this year?
Well, I keep coming back to Houston, because every time I look at Houston, they're adding something to fill a couple of pieces. But what concerns me about the Astros this year is that their starting pitching, to me, has now become very questionable. Maybe Dallas Keuchel re-signs, because the last time I looked, he was still a free agent. Maybe they can re-sign him, but they let Charlie Morton go. They've had a couple of other guys with injuries. They need another good year out of Verlander, but he's getting on in years. How many good years does he have left? I mean, they really need him to step up to the plate this year in terms of maybe 20 wins. I still see the Astros as a very, very solid team. But, you look at other teams that have improved tremendously over the course of the winter, and teams spending money that you didn't think were going to spend money. And the Cincinnati Reds are a team that comes to mind when I make that comment. We've got the Angels spending money again. We're always going to have the Dodgers spending money. Interestingly, the guys with the biggest checkbook, the Yankees, have been relatively quiet. So, as have the Red Sox, but they were two quality teams to start with. So,
yeah.
How do you improve on that?
No, you really can't. Hey, let me ask you about the Milwaukee Brewers. I saw they just made a little signing the other day, and in general, a lot of good buzz there in Milwaukee. You have Christian Yelich, the reigning MVP from the National League, coming back, obviously, and just a lot of excitement. They've done a great job there, the management with the Brewers, seeming like, in general, Wisconsin sports right now are at an all-time high. Seems like none of them can do anything wrong in general. But do the Brewers have what it takes to win a World Series, John?
I think it's going to be tight. I still think they're a little bit short in the rotation, and Gonzalez came on board at the trade deadline last year and carried them a fair ways, but last I looked, he was still unsigned by anybody, so maybe he comes back. You mentioned the Brett Laurie signing a couple of days ago, and of course that hit the newspapers here in Toronto because he played for the Blue Jays for a little while. Kind of brittle, hasn't played in a couple of years, was signed on a minor league contract. I do not believe that it included an invite to spring training, so he's clearly going to have to work his way onto the team. All that makes it a little bit interesting is that one of his better positions is second base, and that was a little bit of a weakness last year for the Brewers. They never really settled on a good second baseman. So maybe there's a bit of an opening there for him. But, you know, I look around at that Brewer team. I see some tremendous talent. I see some solid ownership. I see some solid front office work from David Stearns. We've talked about Craig Counsell a number of times and the positive impact he's had on the field. I think there's a lot of good things going on there. But, you know, from a National League standpoint, the team that to me has made the biggest splash this offseason on several counts and maybe more to come is the Philadelphia Phillies. They picked up Real Muto from the Miami Marlins earlier this week for a couple of three prospects and some draft slot, international draft money. You know, they gave up some good prospects, but prospects are still prospects. And, you know, there are a couple of these guys were single-A pitchers. And, you know, when you look at a single-A pitcher, are you looking at a guy that's going to pitch 50 innings career in the major leagues? Are you looking at the next Nolan Ryan? It's a crapshoot with young 20-year-old pitchers. So that may come back to bite the Marlins in terms of dealing Real Muto. I mean, I guess they had no option. He'd made it quite clear he wasn't intent on signing. And he was easy to deal from the standpoint that he was still under control for 2 years. So a team that gets him knows that they have an opportunity to build around him, and he's still young enough to sign another deal. So I think the Phillies have made some very sound moves. That's going to make that National League East very interesting. The Mets have made some good moves. The Nationals continue to be a good, solid team. Atlanta came along very well last year. I can see the National League East being a bit of a dogfight, certainly into August, maybe even into September. And, you know, to go back to the National League Central, the Cardinals improved themselves, the Reds improved themselves, the Cubs are the Cubs, and all of a sudden you've got the Brewers. So that could be a heck of a dogfight as well. So, you know, 162 games, it tends to shake itself out over time. And the good news is that starts today because Oakland has their pitchers and catchers reporting today in Mesa. I believe the Mariners start tomorrow, and by Friday, every team will have pitchers and catchers in camp. So I don't know about you, but I can smell baseball already.
Oh, you definitely can. I can, too, and I'm sure that means you're going to be out here pretty soon. And just speaking of Lowry a little bit, the guy's been out of Major League Baseball since 2016, so good to see him getting another opportunity to get back into the game, which he loves. Hey, but before I let you run, and John, I really appreciate you taking time out with me, and I do want to, the way that we always do things is I always give people parting shots. So before we get out of here in the next segment, I'll give you an opportunity to give a parting shot. So kind of keep in your mind what you kind of want to talk about there. But it's just interesting when you think about all these sports and all this money that goes around, and you see some of these guys like Machado and Harper that haven't been signed yet. It's mind-boggling, John. It really is. And Major League Baseball is no different than any other, man. There's high-priced guys out there that are sitting on the seats or sitting on the sidelines right now. But sooner or later, they will be out there and they will get a chance to play for somebody. So I know we got to take a break. We're going to do that. And again, I'm going to come back with John Poulter, my professor of sports, and give him an opportunity to give his parting shot. So keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Now remember, this is just another ball game. Just do your best and don't get flustered. And if you boot one, don't throw the ball away. And don't help out the pitcher by swinging at bad ones. Just play the way you've been playing the last couple of weeks and you got nothing to worry about. Okay, let's go.
Yelich drives one right center field. That's going to get down. We are tied at 10 as Yelich is on his way to second. Makes the turn. On his way to third. It'll be a triple for Yelich. The cycle for Christian Yelich.
With the bases loaded and the game on the line. And Yelich, a shot picked up by Bryant. Steps on the bag at third. Throw to first. Yelich tied. And the Brewers win.
This is Dorf on Sports.
I'm off.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Final segment of this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Thank you, John Poulter, by the way, for hanging out with me, man. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you putting in a little bit of overtime for me. And like I do with Mike Wilson each and every program, we always have parting shots. So it's parting shot time, my friend, for you, John Poulter, and you're up.
Oh, my parting shot would be at the NHL. They need to do something to get rid of giving a losing team an overtime or shootout a point. It's almost like an attendance point. It skews the standings, rewards the team for losing. I'd like to see them do one of two things. I'd either like to see them go back to splitting up the points and allowing ties, or I'd like to see them make every game a three-point game. 3 points if you win in regulation time, 2 if you win in overtime, 1 if you lose in overtime. Use the standings right now gives a team an opportunity to gain points in the standings by losing. I don't think that's right. They need to look at it. That would be my John, parting shot.
Hey, great stuff, John, and obviously good stuff in Major League Baseball. Really appreciate you taking time out with me. We'll catch up next week, my friend.
My pleasure as always. Always fun to chat with you on a Sunday about sports. And let's talk about some baseball next week after we've had pitchers and catchers in camp for a week.
Sounds great. Good stuff as always, John Poulter. Hour number one in the books. That means hour number two is on the horizon. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf, and it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democrats will reportedly provide funding for a border wall in exchange for fewer ICE detention beds. That according to a Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who tells Fox News Sunday the president will never sign a bill with that requirement.
At the end of the day, they're making it impossible for the president to work with them if they're reducing bed spaces for violent offenders.
Graham says if the Democrats provide $2 billion for a wall without that requirement, he'd encourage the president to accept it. House Democratic leadership has announced investigations into President Trump's handling of security clearances as well as Russian efforts to influence the president and his family. On Fox News Sunday, White House Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney suggested Congress focus on legislating.
You can't go home and tell the voters back home that you're going to work with the president and then come to Washington and do nothing but investigate the president.
And Mulvaney said the administration is close to identifying the source of leaks that revealed President Trump's private schedules. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Democrats visited the U.S. border with Mexico Saturday. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer tells NPR the trip was meant to inform lawmakers.
We came to learn about what are the best solutions. We did not come to inflame. We did not come to make politics. We came to learn how should we invest the American taxpayers' money in securing their border, making them safe, but also upholding America's values.
The visit included meetings with customs and border officials, as well as a visit to a shelter for immigrants and a meeting with immigrant activists. USA's Wendy King reports the UN chief says the world is losing the race with climate change, and it could be a disaster for Africa and beyond.
Antonio Guterres is urging more political will for financing and adaptation. He spoke ahead of a summit of the African Union Continental Body. He says Africa will pay a higher price over climate change because of the dramatic impacts.
This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota is just one of several Democrats determined to win the 2020 presidential race. She would become the most prominent Midwestern candidate as her party tries to win back voters in a region that helped put Donald Trump in the White House. Klobuchar is pointing to a record of working with Republicans and says the country is tired of what she calls the shutdowns and the put-downs, the gridlock and the grandstanding. Tax season is underway, and taxpayers are feeling the effects of the conservative tax overhaul. Chris Burns of Dynamic Money chats with Victor and Christie on CNN's New Day program to explain in simple terms how a tax return works.
Let's remember what a tax refund is for a second. Let's say you go to a grocery store, and you're buying your milk, and you just hand the guy at Kroger $10 extra and say, just because. And all year, every time you buy milk, it's $10 extra. And then at the end of the year, Kroger calls and says, you know, you gave us way more money than you were supposed to. We're going to give it back to you.
Americans purchase over 3 billion pizzas every year, including another billion frozen pizzas. That's one of the reasons we celebrate National Pizza Day, which was yesterday. John Clemens has more.
Gail Becker is the founder of Cali Power Pizza, that is a gluten-free product. Becker tells us about the popularity of pizza.
A big whopping 98% of Americans eat pizza. 30% eat it at least once a week. And 33 million Americans say they would choose pizza to be their last meal on Earth.
What if they were told they had to give up pizza?
26% would think it's bad for their health.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I have no clue what it is for you. I just know it is the Dorf on Sports weekend edition for me, Andy Dorf. Welcome in, everybody. Get at me. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that is. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up. Follow me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. So much to get into, whether it's the NFL not playing right now, but obviously the draft is right around the corner. You have Major League Baseball with the pitchers and catchers reporting. Everybody will be there by the end of the week, I'm pretty sure. Obviously, NBA basketball. What's going on there, people? Big-time leads in those games on Saturday night for teams, and they were lost. Kind of the same thing happened in NCAA basketball over the weekend with some big-time leads that were evaporated. UCLA, if I'm not mistaken, they were up 20-something and lost to Utah. Again, in the NBA, you had teams that were up 20-some-odd points. They lost games, and they were at home as well, so that was kind of surprising and shocking. I'm talking about the Houston Rockets. I'm talking about the Boston Celtics. Not only did they lose that game to the Clippers, they also lost Kyrie for a little bit. We'll see how serious that is. Lindsey Vonn, holy cow, wins a bronze medal in her final race as a skier. That's kind of cool, I guess, in a way, but obviously so much to get into. Get at me. Let's talk about it. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. I'm just getting loose. I'm getting warmed up. A lot to talk about on the Dorf on Sports weekend edition. I'm Andy Dorf. I'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
Valentine's Day is brutal on us guys. The pressure to buy the perfect gift is intense, right? Flowers are always the right call, but here's where it gets dicey. If you show up with produce department flowers that smell like green onions, you're toast. Same with sending stale flowers plus an upsell balloon from some flower giant website. The Books is the ticket. That's short for bouquets, and these flowers are booking awesome. Look, there's a huge difference between flowers from the Books and the others. And trust me, she knows it. Books delivers spectacular flowers cut fresh from the finest farms in the world. They even have farms on the side of a volcano that produce the most amazing flowers ever. Books are picked fresh and shipped direct, so they stay fresher longer. And Books cuts out the middleman, so you save big time. Be a hero this Valentine's Day with flowers from the Books. Go to Books.com. That's Bouqs.com and enter the code Ron for 20% off. Yeah, 20% off when you enter Ron at Bouqs.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Hart, step back three. It is on the way. He's fouled, and it goes! Jeff Green with the foul, and a 49-point night for your MVP.
Leonard, oh! That is a man's jam! Kawhi Leonard to the rack!
Look at Giannis with the one-hand throwdown off the miss by Bledsoe, and a foul!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Get at me. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that is. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out my website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Love the people that listen to me on Sirius XM channel 211. You can get me anywhere in the world. I love hearing from you people about what's on your mind in the sports world or just in general, what's on your mind. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. I am going to jump out to the phones in a moment and hook up with my buddy Mitch in Santa Monica, but I kind of want to set the tone. I kind of want to give you people a feel of where I'm going with the discussion this hour. And the truth is when I think about the way that scoring goes in all of these sports in the regular season, until it becomes the postseason or the playoffs. And then you see what happens. People buckle down. People start to play defense. All you see in the regular season of any sport is guys going out there making great plays, a lot of offense. It's to excite you, the fan. It's to bring you back to the seats. It's to keep you coming to the games. But when playoff time comes, that's when the defense starts to step up. That's when the easy play is no longer that easy. It becomes difficult because there's a guy in your way now stopping you from making that play. So don't get caught up by all the scoring that's happening in the regular season of all of these sports, whether it's the NFL, whether it's Major League Baseball, whether it's the NBA. Because I'm telling you what, at a certain point in time, they are going to play defense, and it is going to mean something to them. But right now, hey, you just have to give credit to what James Harden is doing. It is magnificent, people. Look, I have said it before. I think the guy is somewhat of a hog. But at the same time, you have to say, wow, this guy is unbelievable. He's unstoppable at times. And the fact that you're seeing NBA games where teams have 20-some-odd point leads and not one but two games on Saturday night. The Boston Celtics were up 26 points, 28 points against the LA Clippers, who, by the way, have cashed it in, people. They gave their team away at the trade deadline. But yet they had the heart, the determination to stay in that ball game. And when Kyrie went out for the Boston Celtics, 41-18. That's how much they got outscored. So when you see teams having leads of 20-some-odd points and them losing them, there's a couple things going on. First and foremost, they're not playing defense. That's obvious. Second of all, that's a lack of concentration, people. Get your head in the ball game. You're getting paid to go play. Go play, make the plays. Don't 26-point leads should not be lost. 28-point leads should not be lost. UCLA in college basketball, they had the same type of thing happen. They're up 20-some-odd points to a Utah team, who's not very good, by the way. And neither is UCLA very good. Not very good, I should say. But you're seeing these things happen because the tempo of the game is so fast and guys are not playing defense. It's that simple. Debate me. Let's argue. Let's discuss this. 1-800-878-7529. All right, let's jump out to the phones. That's enough with my rant. And let's hook up with my man, Mitch, in Santa Monica. Mitch, Dorfman, Andy Dorf, what's going on, brother? It's the weekend edition of the Dorf on Sports Show. You're up, man. What's on your mind?
Good Sunday morning. First of all, let me start off. What a first hour you had. You know, I'll take a designated hitter debate any day for a while. But I know you don't want to go into that.
Hey, anything on your mind is on my mind, brother. So if you want to go through the whole gamut, let's do it, man.
No, let's start off with how you started off, because this is kind of what I wanted to talk about. And you couldn't have laid it out any better on what last week's Super Bowl was all about. I mean, we had a season in which we had the most points scored when Kansas City played Los Angeles, over 100 combined points, and yet then we have a Super Bowl that's the lowest in Super Bowl history. It was a 3-3 tie in the third quarter and only one play in the red zone from the 2-yard line. I mean, yep. It's crazy. And a guy like Julian Edelman wins the MVP. We've talked about this online and offline on the air. But I think when it comes time, playoff time, and I think you're going to see this with Harden, who probably gets away with the most travels and the most push-offs of any player in the history of the NBA, is that the officials, you know, they call the game different when it comes time for playoff time. And I think we saw that in the Super Bowl more than anything. I mean, they let them play, and basically what it boiled down to was the smarter coach and the smarter quarterback took advantage of that. I mean, the officials, because of the way the playoffs went, I believe, may have gotten that memo from Goodell saying, we want to make sure that this game, that the top of the sports page doesn't talk about the officials and talks about the players.
Right,
so they let
them
play. So all of a sudden now, defense comes into that game. And I think you see that, can't really see that as much in baseball, but, you know, in the NBA, you'll probably see that as well, where, you know, they kind of let them play a little more. And so then, you know, you're going to get a little bit tightening of the game. And people are starting to focus on that. As well as, Andy, it's a long season. And, you know, if you got players that are playing two ways, you know, like on the NBA, at some point, you know, they got to have a little bit of a rest. So if they want to make it more of a shooting contest, you know, then that's the way the season goes. But when it comes time for playoffs, that's when these guys buckle down and these premier athletes, you know, the greatest athletes that the world has ever seen. Because I do believe that, you know, we keep evolving as athletes, that these poor guys are just physical specimens of like the world has never seen. Hunker down and their skills begin to shine. You know, it's a long season. You know, whether it's 16 NFL games, 162 baseball games, 82 basketball games. I mean, the list goes on and on. It is a long season. They need to have some sort of break during these games during the season. Hey, listen, we've seen Popovich rest players because of that. You know,
yeah, but hey, With that being said, that's a great point that you just brought up, because obviously, you're out there in Santa Monica. You guys did not get Anthony Davis to come there from the New Orleans Pelicans, right? So
yes.
No, well, and let me ask you now. So with the way that these players have so much control over everything, with where they want to go, with their contracts. LeBron James comes out, you know, he's speaking about Harrison Barnes, and I think it's almost, and he was speaking about him being traded during the game, and then talking about L.A. not being able to get Anthony Davis, kind of in the same sentence. I guess what I'm saying is, LeBron, you can't have it both ways. You can't have a guy's back for, you know, when he gets traded by his team and going after the team for doing that during a game, and then because you lose out on Anthony Davis, you can't say, well, this guy should be able to go where he wants to go. You can't have your cake and eat it too, can you, LeBron?
Well, I mean, you actually talked about it in the first hour too, about, you know, baseball, and John was thinking that, you know, Houston's done the best and the players want to win now. You know, the way sports has evolved is these elite athletes are, you know, they want to win. It's all about championships. I mean, it's not about the money anymore. I mean, these guys have more money than they know what to do with. I mean, it's more the competition sometimes becomes like, do I make more than you? It's not do I score more than you? I mean, who makes the most money? So what it boils down to is championships. I mean, remember, you know, back in my day, I mean, when these guys played All-Star games, or postseason, I mean, they got checks that actually meant something in relation to their contract. I mean, today, they don't get checks that necessarily that mean anything in the postseason for that. So it's all about winning. And that's what they want to do. They want to find out the best way to win, and that's by getting some of their friends, rivals, whatever, the best talent around them to make these super teams and to win. So I wouldn't, by the way, count Anthony Davis out of the Lakers right now.
Hey, hang tight with me through the break, and let's continue this conversation on the other side. Get at me, people, 1-800-878-7529. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
Kyrie Irving out near half court. Pull up. Crazy deep.
Oh,
Kyrie, and he got it.
Kyrie, don't go in. Kyrie, I'm having a heart attack out here.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book?
Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Down the lane, blocked by Davis.
Davis fouled. And they're going to count it. Payton with the lob and a classy finish by Anthony Davis.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Talk about something that makes absolutely no sense. The Anthony Davis situation there in New Orleans is an absolute joke, and the way that both sides are handling it is a complete joke. Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of the Dorf on Sports Radio Show. Get at me. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that is. It's 1-800-878-7529. Continuing with my man and Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch, let me ask you, man. It's bizarre, okay? The whole situation there with Anthony Davis, obviously he comes out and says he wants a trade, or whether it's him or it's his agent, whatever, however you want to slice it. It comes out and they let it be known last week that they want this trade, and then obviously it doesn't get done. But then they start bringing this guy back, and he was out after as well, so people can understand. He wasn't playing. He had a little bit of a finger injury, so he winds up coming back from that finger injury, and they play this guy a ridiculous amount of time, like something like 25 minutes, and yet the guy scores like 34 points. He's a total beast when he's on the floor, and obviously gives him the best opportunity to win at all times by having him on the floor. But yet they're playing these stupid games with each other, and again, the NBA gets involved and tells them, listen, you have to play this guy unless there's a legitimate injury. We're going to get involved. So they do play him, but there's no rhyme or reason for how much they have to play this guy. And they don't have to be logical about it because, let's face it, the dude's the best player on your team, but yet you're not going to play him in the whole fourth quarter. It doesn't make sense with the way that New Orleans is handling it, the way that the NBA is handling it, the way that his agent is handling it. Everybody's wrong, to be honest with you, Mitch. I'm sorry, but everybody, all these guys, they're all wrong in how they decide to handle this situation there in New Orleans.
Well, the thing is that in this situation, you know, the Lakers end up bidding against themselves on the thing. So they kind of backed off on the deal. And, you know, when it comes down to, if you're trading, you know, your blue chip player, your franchise player, you want to make sure that nothing happens. I mean, we see this all the time in baseball, you know, where you're sitting guys and resting guys if there's a potential trade thing going on. I do have a problem with teams in the regular season, like the way Popovich used to do that, with sitting people, because, you know, what it boils down to it, I mean, these guys aren't getting paid unless you and I are going to the games and buying tickets or actually watching it more. So on TV with the TV deal. So, you know, it is bottom line, you know, entertainment. I mean, whether it's going to the movies or going to a sporting event or going to a concert. I mean, that's what's making these guys celebrities, superstars, and where they're at. So, yeah, you're kind of denying the fans, but it is a business. And so I get myself, you know, on one side going after this, you know, I want to be able to be entertained. I want to see the best and be frustrated that, oh, you know, he's not playing, you know. And then all of a sudden I go, wait a minute, it's a business. And when it boils down at the bottom line, and this is what I talked about for the break, it's about winning championships. What is going to get me, what's going to get my team, or what's going to get me as a player to be able to win a championship? And so really that's what it boils down to is, you know, this isn't a sprint. This is a marathon. All the sports are a marathon. And how am I going to best win that marathon and make it the best for my team, my city, my fans, or me as a player? And if that's resting, that's resting. And you know what? That's the way the game is played. And if you look at it in the broad picture, you got to somewhat appreciate that. And I know they're kind of little monkey games, monkey business, playing shenanigans. But it's a business, Andy, and you got to respect those guys for it, you know.
Okay. And listen, I can appreciate that. And then, by the way, I'm talking to Mitch in Santa Monica. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us, people. Let's talk. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, dorfonsportsradio.com. With everything that you're saying, and look, I agree and I disagree all at the same time. Look, in a business – the relationships are mutual as well. So you're paying a guy an awful lot of money to go out there and perform, right? So ultimately, all New Orleans is doing by not playing them is hurting their own product, okay? So I do understand it's a business. You want this guy in the best shape possible so that you can get the most for him in the offseason. You don't want him to be injured or anything along those lines. But you can't play scared either. I've never been one of those guys to play scared. So in a business, the relationship is mutual. You have a guy that pays you, and then you're this guy that's supposed to do a job for that person. So ultimately, what's happening right now, they're paying this guy to not do his job. Let's be honest, right? So they're paying him to not get hurt. They're paying him to not really play that much. However, ultimately, they're going to play him. This is going to wear off. I'm sorry. Give it a week or two and let's see what happens, because I think they realize the only chance they have of winning is to get this guy in the lineup and play him as much as possible. And with that being said, they're on the outside looking in right now of the playoffs. So are the Los Angeles Lakers. My bold prediction before the season was that the Los Angeles Lakers would not make the playoffs, even with the addition of LeBron James. And we know what he does. All he does is bring guys with him, and he gets the final after final. That was in the Eastern Conference, not the Western Conference. So I think my prediction is looking pretty good right now. As it sits, the Lakers, I believe, are in the 10th spot. And I'll tell you what, there's a team in L.A. that I do want to make the playoffs, and they were huge sellers at the deadline, at the trade deadline. That's the L.A. Clippers. They cashed it in, but their players haven't cashed it in. So let's give them a lot of credit, and hopefully, somehow, some way, them or the Sacramento Kings can hang on to that eighth spot in the Western Conference, Mitch.
I think LeBron came here not expecting much. I mean, and we can kind of get into this. You know, it was kind of fun watching Giannis and LeBron pick for next week's All-Star game. And, you know, as much as he doesn't want to say it, for him to pick three unrestricted free agents who could possibly become Lakers in his starting lineup is no coincidence. I mean, here's the opportunity for him to build his relationship and build his team that he wants so he can be where he's at for next year. And by the way, as much as he was injured for the past few weeks, you know, this guy's played more basketball than probably anyone on the planet in postseason and Olympics and regular season. And he never sits. And he's finally, you know, sat right now for the Lakers. And, you know, I think he's tooling up to try to figure out what he can do to make the Lakers the best in the long term. How am I going to get this team to be another 2-3-time NBA championship dynasty and kind of ride out on his horse into Hollywood and get into movies or whatever he's going to do? You know,
well, the only way, you've made that clear, and I agree with you on this. The only way that happens is if he gets a couple of his buddies to come on over and play with him. But with that being said, it seems like they're not jumping in a line right now to play with LeBron. It's almost like they're jumping in a line to go up against LeBron. They want to go somewhere else to make it happen. So with everything that we've said, you know, KD comes out during the week and he goes after one of those reporters, Ethan. I can't remember his last name at this point in my mind right now, but he goes off on people. I just think that we're in such a different time where the players themselves have way too much control, Mitch. And to be honest with you, somehow, some way, I feel like ownership, they have to pull back and they have to get control once again in the NBA. The stars are the stars, and then the teams are the teams. Those teams give you the opportunity to be a star, and I think that's what's been taken away. The players have way too much control in the NBA right now.
Well, that all comes between their collective contract and their bargaining agreement with the owners. I mean, that's evolved over time, and you cannot not be able to go back on that. I mean, that's just the way it is, and we have to accept that that's the way it is. And I don't believe that players aren't going to come here to play with LeBron. When they go and they figure out what the market's like, and they look, well, do I want to go to the Knicks, you know, and be in that franchise, or do I want to go and be a Laker and be at that?
Yeah, now you brought up. Hey, hold on, you brought up New York. Now that's the Mecca, brother. So absolutely, people want to go to the Mecca, man. Of course, anybody, LeBron would go to New York, man. I'm telling you right now, LeBron would go to New York. So when you bring New York into the picture, I think that opens it up to a lot of people, man. So New York is a hot spot, bro.
New York is the Mecca of cities. It's not the Mecca of basketball. The Mecca of basketball is on the West Coast, and the Mecca of basketball is going to stay on the West Coast for a long time. And by the way, Milwaukee right now looks like the Mecca of basketball. How about that?
Hey, they used to play in the Mecca, my man. So, hey, Mitch, as always, a total pleasure talking to you about the sports world, brother. I got to rock and roll, take a break. You have an awesome Sunday, man.
Hey, yeah, enjoy the Grammys. By the way, I wanted to get into this, but I don't have time. Hey, caller, shout out. Tell me your best sports song that you've ever heard and bring it to the Dorf on Sports radio show. I'll throw one out here for you and go look it up. How about The Line from Fish about a Memphis basketball player in the Conference USA tournament going to a free throw line? Look that one up, folks, and tell me what you think your best sports song is.
Great stuff. Mitch in Santa Monica, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back, everybody.
LeBron James, right down Euclid, and he's fouled.
Dennis Smith Jr., he just fumbles it right away. That's going to be taken by LeBron. Here we go. LeBron with the basketball, downhill. LeBron all the way. LeBron scores, counted in the foul.
The Raptors running into a LeBrontosaurus.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Lugo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Sosa's got it for Kansas. Kansas down three with 30 seconds to go. One timeout remaining. Not going to use it yet. Mikhailuk will launch a three on the right wing. Got it! We're tied at 72. Svi Mikhailuk with his first career double-double. And the deep three ties it at 72. And Duke can hold for the last shot. Coach K's got two timeouts. Not using it. 12 seconds to go. Duval. Allen on the left wing against Newman. 6 seconds with five. Allen going to the foul line. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Allen off balance. Bank shot. Rolls out. No. Overtime in Omaha. Overtime in Omaha. Kansas and Duke remain tied at 72.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Not far away, people. March Madness is on the brink, seriously. It's just a little bit away. Gotta love having those teams. Kansas, the Dukes, the Kentuckys, the Virginias, you name it, man. They're all going to be there. 1-800-878-7529. Let's talk about some NCAA basketball. Let's talk about whatever's on your mind. It's always on the Dorfman's mind here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can always get at me on Twitter, too. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, dorfonsportsradio.com. In case you haven't been following, the Duke Blue Devils have a couple of guys that are pretty impressive. RJ Barrett, the Zion kid, Zion Williamson. And it was pretty cool because they played a game against Virginia on Saturday where they won 81-71. But that wasn't what was cool. What was cool was is that LeBron James and Rajon Rondo are in the house watching that game. And the Duke Blue Devils were unfazed. They were not in any amazement by the fact that LeBron is there coming to check him out. Zion and the fellas just went out and played ball. And that's cool. That's great, man. That's what you should do. Again, these are kids. They're not even professionals. But they go out there and they handle their business. And that's what's going to make them really good professionals in the future. Those dudes have an absolute unbelievable NBA career in front of them. And I can't wait till the draft comes, because Zion Williamson will probably be that number one pick. RJ Barrett will probably be that number two pick. Duke Blue Devils are going to have 1-2 going back to back. Be a good time. And March Madness is going to be a good time. Tennessee's tough. I really like that basketball team. They're different. What's different about them is the fact that they have a bunch of older guys, which is really not something that we see in college basketball anymore. Because like I'm talking about with the Duke Blue Devils, those guys are going to be one and dones. Zion Williamson will be there for a year and he's gone. RJ Barrett will be there for a year and he's gone. Probably have a couple other guys that'll be there 1 year and gone. But Tennessee has built this thing. You got to give Rick Barnes some credit, man. Wasn't able to do it with those Texas teams, even when he had Kevin Durant. I'm going back to the 90s for some of you people who probably aren't even old enough to know these things. But man, oh man, he's been around the block is my point. And now he has a team in this Tennessee squad. They're veterans. They've been around the block. Same thing with that Gonzaga team. Got to give Mark Few a lot of credit with the job that he's been able to do year in and year out with that Gonzaga squad. And they do it by having those guys stick around. They don't get the one and done guys. Kentucky, they're back on top. But they're a team that has those one and dones. I think it's going to be really interesting to see how the last few weeks of the regular season go in college basketball for some of those teams that are on the bubble. I don't even think Arizona State. Look, I come to you each and every Sunday live from the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, Arizona. And the only reason I talk about this team is because I love Bobby Hurley. I really do. But Arizona State is one of those teams that can be god-awful 1 week and one of the best teams in the country the next week. They've beaten Kansas at home this year when Kansas was ranked number one. Kansas is no longer number one. They're in the teens somewhere. But that's beside the point. The point is that sports today, you can be on top of the mountain one day and you can be on the bottom of the mountain the next day. Because you can lose to a team like Washington State, who has no victories in Pac-12 conference play, or one victory, I should say, and they're the last place team up until they come to see you in Tempe, Arizona State. They beat you, and then you turn around, and on Saturday, you beat Washington, who hadn't been beaten in Pac-12 play. It doesn't make any sense, is my point. And that's the beauty of sports in general. You can be great. You can be on top of that mountain one day, and then the next day you can fall and be on the bottom of that mountain. And there's no rhyme or reason for how it happened or why it happened, other than the fact that you got outplayed and people were out there giving it more than you gave it. And that's what happens more often than not. Don't count out Nevada either, people. That's a pretty good basketball team. Michigan beating Wisconsin. I think that was a good victory for Michigan. And Wisconsin, you heard me say this before. Wisconsin sports right now have got to be at an all-time high. They just have to be. With the way that the Milwaukee Bucks are playing, with the way that the Wisconsin Badgers are playing. And for crying out loud, my old high school back in the day in Wisconsin, those dudes are balling. They're a top 10 team in the country right now as far as basketball goes. And they've got some guys that are five-star blue-chip recruits playing at my old high school. That's really cool stuff. Sports are at an all-time high, man, especially in Wisconsin, the state of Wisconsin. You got those Milwaukee Brewers who are really good. You got the Milwaukee Bucks who are the best team in the league right now. And the leaker of the bunch is the Green Bay Packers. But they'll be back. We know they'll be back. Getting back to things here. Michigan State, another team that is always tournament tough. Don't count them out. Again, going back to Wisconsin one more time. Marquette. What a nice victory for them over Villanova. Who, by the way, Villanova, they started this season out and they were awful. They've really rebounded nicely. Really nicely. So look out for Villanova. They're not winning any championships, but they're getting back to the dance. Nice win for Clemson over Virginia Tech. They absolutely needed that game. Kansas got a victory over Oklahoma State, 84-72. And Kansas, to me, what they lack is that shooting. And we heard it during the comeback. Kailu. Those guys aren't there anymore. It's funny. My brother, he went to Kansas. He's an alumni of Kansas. And he winds up shooting me messages here and there. And he's like, we missed so-and-so. And I laugh at him. I say, well, they're gone. They're in the NBA now. He's talking about Mason and Mikhailu. Those guys are gone. They were great shooters. And that's what they're lacking. And if you see the way that the game is evolving in general, whether it's the NBA, whether it's college basketball, whether it's high school basketball, the dynamic of having that big guy that can get up and down the floor and shoot the three ball, as well as getting down to grab rebounds and pass the ball and everything else, dribble the ball, it is changing the game. And the game is no longer played from inside to out, is played outside to in. You have to be able to shoot the ball. You have to be able to shoot the three ball. The three ball has changed the game tremendously, which is kind of leading me to my next point. I haven't touched on this yet. NBA trade deadline came and went, people. Who was the biggest winner? I don't know. Obviously, we'll have to wait and see. But I do like some of the moves that were made. I think Philadelphia helped themselves a lot. Bringing in Tobias Harris. That was a good move for them. Another guy that can take the load off of Embiid and Ben Simmons and Jimmy Butler. How will Jimmy Butler respond to another guy that likes to take big shots? Tobias Harris was on the brink of being an all-star in the Western Conference. You add this guy to an already pretty good nucleus that they have there in Philadelphia. I like what they're building there. I really do. They get rid of Fultz, who was a disaster for them, never was really able to come into his own. Let's see if he can get a fresh start, a new start somewhere else. We'll see what that does for him. I feel like everybody in the East got better. The Milwaukee Bucks, I love the move. Mostarevich, that great move. Another guy that can spread the floor for Giannis. You know, AD talks about, and I'm talking Anthony Davis, talks about places he would have liked to have, we'll sign a long-term deal. Clippers, Milwaukee. It's nice to dream about stuff like that. But it's also really nice to get what you actually need. And the Bucks did exactly what they need. I really like their move for the postseason. I really do. And it's not me being a homer, man. I am from the great state of Wisconsin. We all know that. I live in the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, Arizona. That's where I come to you live each and every Sunday from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. But in all actuality, man, we are looking at some of the greatest times in sports. And some of these players that just got moved, how will they impact their team? How will they help their team make that playoff push? And how deep will they get? I think Philadelphia feels like they've got a legitimate shot to get out of the East now. I think Milwaukee feels like they have a legitimate shot to get out of the East right now. Toronto feels like they have a legitimate shot to get out of the East right now. Boston feels like they have a legitimate shot to get out of the East right now. The Eastern Conference is going to be – it's so funny because we talked about this before the season started, and everyone was talking about the Eastern Conference was going to be down. It wasn't going to be that good. Well, if I'm not mistaken, the two best teams, at least record-wise, standings-wise, the two best teams in the league are the Milwaukee Bucks and the Toronto Raptors. Well, as far as I know, they're both in the Eastern Conference. Golden State Warriors, 39 wins. Denver Nuggets, 37 wins. Both Milwaukee and Toronto have 40-plus wins already. So don't tell me that the Eastern Conference is weak. Don't tell me that the Eastern Conference is down. It's not. They get the opportunity to play those Western Conference teams twice a year. They're faring pretty well against them right now, if I must say so myself. If you look at what the Bucks are doing in their conference, if you look at what they're doing outside of the conference, they're tearing up the league, man. They're absolutely tearing up the league. So are the Toronto Raptors. And by the way, I didn't mention the Indiana Pacers. And the problem there is, obviously, no Victor Oladipo moving forward for them. But bringing in Wesley Matthews, that does help them a little bit. That will absolutely help them. Again, I think all the moves that the Eastern Conference teams made at the top are moves that are absolutely going to help them and give them all legitimate shots to think that they can get out of the Eastern Conference and go play for a National Basketball Association championship. We'll see if it happens. We'll see. And I'm sorry, on the other side, I know that the records are close, but at the end of the day, nobody's beaten those Golden State Warriors in 4 out of 7 games, especially with the all-star lineup that they can throw at you. I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'm going to do that. I'm going to come back and wrap things up, do it like I always do with my parting shot. So keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
In a tie game with 23 seconds to play, Bucks have 10 to shoot. Lopez, top of the circle. Hand off to Middleton. Bledsoe, baseline dart. Out to the, nope, Bledsoe, to Lopez, double clutch, short, Lopez battling for the rebound, tipped out, taken. This is Middleton, 6 seconds to play, shot good, top of the key, that's a three. 116-113 Bucks.
The Raptors will likely just dribble this out. 9 seconds to go, 8 seconds, 7 seconds, pounding the ball into the floor, CJ Miles. as the Raptors come to the Bay Area and pick up the victory for the first time since 2004.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Are you desperate for a good night's sleep? Then listen up. Studies show lack of sleep causes stress, irritability, weight gain, and even death. But you already know how bad it is when you don't get enough sleep, don't you? You've tried sleeping pills with their annoying and potentially dangerous side effects. Maybe you've wasted money on the latest miracle pillow that promises a good night's sleep. Have any of these worked? If not, I may have your solution. It's convenient, inexpensive, has zero side effects, and it flat out works. So if you want to experience deep, restful sleep starting tonight, visit www.sleepmusic.com. This weird little known trick is already helping thousands of people around the world experience better sleep, deeper rest, and happier mornings. And with a full 90-day money-back satisfaction guarantee, what have you got to lose? Visit sleepmusic.com to see how this amazing sleep solution can help you. Use promo code radio to get $10 off. That's www.sleepmusic.com and promo code radio to get $10 off.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years and years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
800-241-2720.
They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, Consolidated Credit Programs will teach you how to get out and stay out of debt.
Call 800-241-2720. 800-241-2720. That's 800-241-2720.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Services are primarily educational in nature.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today. Here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, always live 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Then you can catch me late night doing the Sports Overnight America Weekend Recap Show. I start that at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Obviously, you can follow me on Twitter, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Got to thank Scott, obviously, always making it possible for me. Got to thank John Poulter, who was with me in hour number one. My callers, Mitch in Santa Monica, all you people that listen to me, I know you have choices. I do appreciate you checking me out. As always, I leave you with a parting shot. Parting shot today is going to be about what's going on with the scoring in the NBA. It's unbelievable. It's at an all-time high. But don't get too used to it, people, because as I've told you before, things change once the postseason happens. Things get a little tighter. Things get more difficult to score. And you've seen it in every other league, whether it's the football, NFL, whether it's college basketball. When it comes to the March Madness, scoring goes down. So this is all about the regular season. This is all about fun. This is all about people jockeying for position. When it comes time and when the money's on the table, defense will be played. I got to get the heck out of Dodge. So for Scott, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace, and thank you for listening to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. The next time.